We don't have the power to make our children stop, but somehow, like what I had to do myself, they can shake it out their system. Seems like it's the evil spirit that make them do that. And we've heard about our title, NANA, Nana Corporation. He's trying to say that Nana has some kind of business that he's making money out of. In 1971, we all signed and agreed with piece of paper. We have something to face right now. Our title, we're saying that he's profiting out of booze. We know that Nana has housing project going on, and so many other establishments were built, but maybe they don't make enough money from those things, and that's why they have to go on business in selling alcohol beverage. We don't know. Really, some of us really don't know what's going on, but we are asked to see some. The delegates want to take something back, like what we complain for. They want to take it with them so they can report it at the big meeting. Maybe if we try to say it now, then maybe we can get help. Maybe our help won't come right away, but it would make it better living. We all know that we are all kind of suffering from our income doesn't provide us too much. And our delegates, they need to know. Wait. Our delegates would maybe report this if you say so right now. And take it back to the meeting. Abraham Howarth is on the stand again. He's saying that the payments are slow.
Abraham Howarth talking more about food stamps. He said he's never used any food stamps, but they billed him so much on them. The government is supposed to provide help, aid, but they haven't filled all the things that they were supposed to furnish for the aged. He said that he wasn't the only one. There were others that didn't get food stamp aid.
Abraham says the main topics I wrote, what people use mostly, they don't sign for them. And he says, I've heard people say, I used all my food stamps because I don't want those people to be hungry. I think we never get anything what we were entitled to, like they never make us sign up for all the necessary things that we need in 1 month supply, like our income. It doesn't cover everything up now. Nellie Russell is going to speak. She says when the alcohol beverage was coming around, and she's heard that the reindeer herders were scared because they told them they might lose their reindeer, and that's why they sign up to have alcohol. And Maggot's brother's wife was around there that time. And so people some people went up to have meeting from here. They come and tell us that they're going to shut down the caribou hunting. So this petition that came around says If we don't want caribou season to close, we must sign these papers. That's what they come here for. They tell us that, and here's some of the things we signed for about getting alcohol beverage. Same thing again on a person. Another time they make a sign for those. I said there's lots of people's names here. We should sign too, because they're going to stop us from going hunting. And so I said, we should sign. He said, no. And we never signed. So while we were going, we met lunch a woman. They said, and I told them that's for the alcohol beverage drinks. And one of them said, no, it's for game. Not too long after that, a bar opened. She says, I'm one of the signees. Because when the representative go to our village, and they always say it's for the game, that we're not going to hunt them. But they never explain to us that it's for the alcohol beverage. And this I know from way back. I know that alcohol never just come up to our land just like that. Our great grandparents, one of our first people, they made it. They made homebrew, and they get drunk with it. Everybody made homebrew, and not only that man, Jimmy Lundman or somebody. Even when I go to Selwick, not only that man teaches them, and they learn to make it, and they get drunk with it. And I want to say that I'm one of them that signed those days, because they never explained to us about building bars. and about alcohol. I always scold them, all from Coastal, my three adopted children, and I give you privilege to scold them. If they be bad and drink, if you see them, please scold them. And this marijuana is not just from here. We can't sleep. I want to talk about marijuana. When we had quarterly meeting at Ambler, the people that I was staying with told me, one of my friends said one time she go and so that person that I was staying with in Ambler, I recognize that lake where it is. She said they keep picking the different kind of plants. They didn't know they were marijuana. And when they smell them, they have different smell. And so she says they keep picking them. And pretty soon, some of them keep smelling them, and some of them start to giggle. And so I know that lake. She's saying that even in Alaska they can grow. We are not in favor, and we doesn't like what's going on. She says, if I ever tell a story about it, my oldest son will go there. This is what Della Keats was saying. She says, she find out there's a lake where marijuana grows here in Alaska, but she never mention where it is, because even through radio, they always pick up. We have young people staying home, just listening and waiting for a move. We wouldn't be like this if we didn't sign to become a state. That's why we are all suffering. We turn knobs to eat. We receive government checks. We receive food stamps. And we says life is gonna be easy if we become a state. But now we face other problem, new problem since we became a state. Our children forget to speak Inupiaq, that's Eskimo. We know that no matter how hard we try to talk to them, they be dumb to us about it. Now, after that, we kaga, like they say, did we kaga? Like, are we taking it easy life? In the middle of that, we are facing new problems. Our fathers used to tell us to keep our yards clean. No feathers, no hair, caribou hair around, sticking around our yards. We keep that land clean. Now we got utility. Our problems here is the Eskimo language that is almost completely lost. Game wardens give us orders what to do and how many to kill, how many we can get per year, and we let them. Our bills get higher and higher. Our children tell them they shouldn't eat something from the lakes because there's poison. I was at Shaktulik in the spring, three boys hunt by Shaktulik. That's a true story. And they decided they're gonna try some plants from a lake. It was spring when the ice start to melt. You know those green things? This is already said in the group sessions, and it's typed and written down. There's a name for this certain plant that these boys ate. They says, our parents always eat from by the lakes. They must have been hungry. And so the one, they eat those green plants. And one of them that eat the most, he died almost instantly. He had a big piece. And the one that didn't eat much died the next, and that was close to the village. And the one the boys didn't care for, they didn't like him. They only gave him a little piece, but he made it to the village and reported this to the people. And he lived about day and a half or several hours, but he died. Even though he ate a very little bit, this is what Della said. And okay, that's all for now. She says, let's tell our children not to eat from the lakes because they have poison. So far we've discussed how we can make our life better in our own region. I ask these people that's head of me, the Nana Goyak committees, and they made a suggestion that you as representatives, when you get back to your villages, and you get the bilingual instructors to help you out, and
I'm
to them. The bilingual instructors has more input in knowing how our children behave and being with them. And they might have more knowledge of how to cope with the problem that we have. And if you want to have help from the Nana Corporation, and they can try to get help from our corporation, Nana. And they can find help and appoint anyone who might be of more help. She has already explained how it should be, but it's good that you that are here are willing to help. It's good that from these establishments, these native corporations, that you have helpers. They're helping us now. And when you go back home, ask for help from those people that belong to any kind of organization. There's IRA, bilingual instructors, and church workers. Ask them for help too, but don't force them. This is working together for a goal that can make our life better. Easier life to cope with. That's the only way we can, if we will work together and help each other, have those people help us that we think are the best to help us, we'll get better. Because maybe we can save a life somewhere if we work towards these goals. These bilingual instructors would be very good helpers. Even in your villages, you have Nana board members that staying home in your hometowns. They could let us know, and I know they are more than willing to help you if you ask them. And this has been discussed at our meetings, that when we can't decide on something in our board meetings, we've made a suggestion about maybe the old people can help us. Seems like it's easier to form an organization in a village. If you make it clear and write it down and tell us about it, the Nana board members want to know from you. We can even start it now, and we don't have to wait for quarterly meeting. We don't have to wait for quarterly meeting. We want to start something now. We can talk about it while we're all here. March 16th on to 19th, we won't be here because Johnny Schaefer, Roland Booth, and I will be going to Greenland to do some business. Right now, the questions are open to anyone if they have any questions. It's good to know that we have people who are willing to help, so it's always better to make it easy for them and participate in and cooperate with them, because this takes planning and discussing. And when at your villages, there's some people that are not really elderly yet, but encourage them to be with you because they can give you good ideas of what should, about the planning part of decisions that are hard to make. Have them help you and they can give you good ideas. Encourage them to help you. And it's open now for any village corporations to give their reports if they're ready for it. It is good that all these years we plan to plan for these kind of meetings, and for a long time we have planned, and now it's coming around to us and we're having meetings like we should. And we thank the bilingual instructors to be here to assist us with this work. And I'm real glad myself that they are here. And I want to thank Iraruk Willie Hensley and thank him that he's here this morning when he gave a speech. We all feel that we want to help him, and but he's having a hard time, but we feel like to give him a push when he was talking part Eskimo. I find out myself being in the States so long, and I come home, I try to learn to talk it back. It's unganga, it's like awkward way talking. But when you didn't forget your background, it's not hard to pick it up when you know your background. One of the people that's here today thought this this was a request by one person that's helping out, said let us give our participation and interest in what's being said here on these meetings and help the Nana. Let's help make the decision. It's a big decision. Let's help it. And myself, I like that request. This was on radio this morning that some natives happened to be careless in some times ago, and some Nalogmis are clever. And so these ivory and I make announcement to you now to watch out if you're going to sell some crafts, Eskimo crafts, to watch out, because I know that some white people are clever. To watch out what you sell to them, because they can get you in trouble like that. They may report you or something. And I want you to know that, to watch out whatever you sell to them. She says, I tell you that this because I have a knowledge that it happened before. I want you to know it too. And so we're having a language commission, an Yupik language commission meeting right after this meeting. So maybe we can close this meeting now. And if anyone has any more something to say, we give them chance right now. This is not only one time. I know for a fact that from your speeches, you've been saying that you do not want the Yupik language to fade away, to die away. And to me, in these meetings, and if we get together at least once a week and not teach it alone in the school, maybe we'd benefit from that. So I've heard people make suggestions that they sure like to hear them talk Eskimo and sing and things like that. And sing Eskimo songs and pray in Eskimo. And anybody that want to hear about Eskimo, anyone are welcome to attend it. I would like that. And the women that is trying to learn how to skin sewing, make clothing, Eskimo garments. And on Thursday, if there's women, every Thursday night get together and they can give sewing class lessons on skins and how to tan, then it would grow also. I like that idea. We can't just decide right now, but we got to give it some, schedule it for when to do it. Anybody has an idea? Sarah Seeberger says she would like it if they could tell some stories personally. And the kids like to hear that. if you could come and teach them, that would be real good to the schools. This is Oscar Sage. It's Oscar Swan from Kivalina. He said there's some rules in school what how to teach them, and he's saying that we are to teach them right way about the Eskimo alphabet, because you teach the children a little bit and they always learn right away. Sometimes they learn it wrong.